From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. presidential race is heading into the home stretch, and both major party candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, are campaigning heavily in the states where the polls have the candidates with no major advantage. Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where music stars Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z performed.
8 years ago, I was so inspired to know that my nephew, a young black child, could grow up knowing his dreams could be realized by witnessing a black president in office. And now we have the opportunity to create more change. I want my daughter to grow up seeing a woman lead our country.
Donald Trump spoke to supporters in New Hampshire earlier.
I think we're going to have a great, great day on Tuesday in New Hampshire. Right? You know, one of the big commentators, political commentators, was, I thought I'd tell you, it's only good for your ego, but just said, whoever wins New Hampshire is going to win. It's interesting. But just said, you'll win by five. Only five? I want more than five.
Election day will be Tuesday. Meantime, opinion polls indicate a small, narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. A Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of nine executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial in the case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey. They're charged with links to the Kurdish militants and the group blamed for the July 15th coup attempt. It is the latest in the ongoing political crisis in Turkey that has raised international concern. On Friday, the United States joined other countries, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, and United Nations, in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and throttling of the Internet. This is VOA News. A massive demonstration in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta against the governor turned deadly when protesters burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannons. Police say at least one person was killed and seven wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protests. Indonesia's largest moderate organizations, whose membership number in the tens of millions, told their supporters not to attend the rally, although they did not prohibit it. Tens of thousands of South Koreans poured into the streets of downtown Seoul on Saturday, demanding the resignation of Park Geun-hye over a political scandal that has engulfed the nation. Protests came a day after Park apologized on live TV for the heartbreaking scandal amid suspicions that she allowed a non-government associate to exercise authority. Catherine Moon with the Brookings Institute spoke about the impact the scandal is having on South Koreans.
The scandal has hit people really hard, and it's a conglomeration of accumulated grievances among the Korean society against the powerful and the wealthy, how they spread their money around, how they buy influence, and how politicians and other leaders basically just swallow it.
The scandal has left President Park increasingly isolated and powerless and forced top aides to resign to face possible criminal indictments. The president of Indonesia has canceled a trip to Australia after a massive rally against a Christian governor accused of insulting Islam turned deadly in Jakarta, Indonesia's capital. One person was killed, dozens more injured in the violence. 10 people were arrested. The protest was mounted against the Jakarta governor, who was said to have joked to an audience about a passage in the Quran that could be interpreted as prohibiting Muslims from accepting non-Muslims as leaders. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. Military spokesperson said Saturday the girl was found late Friday in the Borno State area by troops who were screening escapees from Boko Haram's base. The spokesperson said the girl was found carrying a baby boy. Some 276 girls were abducted from the school in northeastern Chibok town in April of 2014. Dozens quickly escaped. The government has vowed to secure the release of the nearly 200 girls who remain captive. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.